Mel, thanks for joining us tonight. This past weekend, you played at Alabama Huntsville at home. 5-0 win on Friday. 11-1 the win on Saturday. Was that an absolute complete 120 minutes of hockey for your team or not?
I thought we played pretty well. There's about a 4 or 5 minute stretch there that I didn't like, I think, on Friday night in the second period. But other than that, I thought we did the job. These are the tough games to play, believe it or not, and tough games to win, because everybody expects you to win. Everyone expects the games to be easy, just looking at the stats and the scores going into the games. But they're a tough team to play against. They really are. And, you know, I give them a lot of credit. They hung in there pretty tough. And fortunately for us, you know, things started going on Saturday night. You know, I don't even know if you'd call them scoring chances. The puck found its way into the net. We haven't been getting those bounces for a long time. So we got a few, and I hope that's a sign of things to come.
How did you score 8 power play goals on the weekend?
Yeah, you know, it's I liked our power play Friday. We made some changes again. You know, you're always working on things. You know, there's always areas in your game you need improvement on. And I thought that was an area both our special teams, power play, penalty kill, we did a much better job. You know, we needed those goals on Friday to get us a jump start and get the lead, because it was 0-0 after one. So I thought that was good. And then Saturday, things just sort of went in. You know, and later in the game, you know, you don't want to embarrass the team, so just rolling anybody out on a power play, and things just still found their way to the net, and it was just a weird game that way. And anyway, but good for our power play. I thought they got some good good reps in there and had some success, which will only help going forward.
You played Bemidji State the first half of the season here. Bemidji State outshot you both nights. You won both nights. Are you expecting a same feisty Bemidji State team this weekend?
Well, no question. I mean, they're a good team. We saw them earlier in the year, and you know, I thought they outplayed us in both games. But Jamie Phillips was a rock for us, and we got out of there with the 2 wins. But you know, it's a different team now. I mean, they went down and you know, beat 2 real good teams in I guess the North Star Cup. It's a tournament they run in Minnesota for their Minnesota schools, and they won that, and they beat a couple of real good teams, obviously, to win that. And then to beat Bowling Green. We saw Bowling Green here a couple of weeks ago, good team. You know, we had to battle them, and, you know, I give Bemidji credit. They came out with 3 out of 4 points, so they're playing as well as any team in the country right now, and they've beaten real good team, top 10 teams. So they've got the 3-0-1 against top 10 teams. So any way you slice it, you can look at it. I mean, they're going to be a very worthy opponent, so we're going to have to be on our game. But you know what? Hey, I like how our team's playing. You know, it's Winter Carnival, the buildings will be electric, so it's going to be one heck of a series.